Toronto Zoomer Radio Peace Train, Cat Stevens. On the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, we all wear poppies here to honor our heroes. The poppy is a powerful symbol of remembrance, and millions of Canadians wear them as a visual pledge to never forget those who served and sacrificed. It is also a symbol of the Royal Canadian Legion's poppy campaign, raising funds to support veterans and their families. Our guest is retired Master Warrant Officer Al Plume, who is the District F Deputy Commander and District F Poppy Chairman with the Royal Canadian Legion. Thank you for your service, and may we call you Al?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Yes, Al, thank you for your 35 years of service. As we approach Remembrance Day, what does the day mean to you?
The day means it's a day of remembering our fallen soldiers from the wars, World War I, World War II, and not only for the older wars, but the new Afghanistan. And we got to also remember all our soldiers that are deployed in Canada or across Canada today.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about your own tours of duty, Cyprus and Bosnia, Eritrea, Afghanistan, five times, and why serving was so important to you?
My service was important to me, as it was my contribution to the Canadian military. I've seen a lot of tours and peacekeeping tours. It was meant a lot because we went over and built the camps for the soldiers that were being deployed.
Hmm. And what was the most memorable time of your military career, good or bad, while you were in the Canadian Armed Forces?
The most it was all my tours. The biggest tour that sticks out to me is my tour to East Timor, where we had to build a camp on stilts because it was the rainy season for when the soldiers were coming in.
And what do you remember about that experience?
I remember building it, and it was very hot, 50 degrees Celsius out.
Wow.
And when it wasn't hot, it was raining.
Hmm. And you come back from that time, Al, is there any kind of an adjustment to life here? Because there are so many of us who know nothing about war except for what we read and what we hear. We haven't actually experienced it. There are generations now that, you know, have not had to serve or not been asked to serve. So, I mean, do you come home from these experiences and feel different? Or, like, how do you assimilate back into society after something like this?
The biggest one is when people are coming home from Afghanistan, even myself, mm-hmm. coming home from Afghanistan, you're so alert and busy over on those tours, and you have to come back and to a quiet life again and readjust back in with your family.
And now that you're retired, how do you stay connected to the people you served with, to the experiences that really enriched your life in so many ways?
I'm staying connected with them through the Royal Canadian Legion as a service officer at my branch, helping the veterans with their paperwork, and not only the older veterans, but the new veterans from Afghanistan. And even helping the members that are serving today, helping when they're injured, helping them get their paperwork through Veterans Affairs.
Mm-hmm. And when you see all these poppies on lapels, how does that make you feel? What's your reaction to that?
The more the better. I believe that we have to get a poppy out and get every person wearing a poppy.
Yes.
It's
agreed.
Our time to remember our fallen.
Totally agree. And the money raised is important too, right? I mean, let's talk about the money that's raised and how it supports veterans and their families, Al.
The money that's raised, it supports all your veterans, your homeless veterans, your for medical appointments, you can help them out. And when the families are in financial need, that's where poppy funds come into play to help them out. We have so many programs through the Royal Canadian Legion, not only with the branch, but with Ontario Command. You got your homeless veterans program. You got your service dog programs. You got your charitable foundation. That's which is in partner with our Ladies Auxiliary.
Right. And how will you be spending Remembrance Day?
I will be spending Remembrance Day this year at my branch in Trenton.
Retired Master Warrant Officer Al Plume, who is the District F Deputy Commander and District F Poppy Chairman with the Royal Canadian Legion. Again, Al, thank you for your service.
Thank you.